at the end of the day, all of the problems that face us as a society, whether it be finding enough jobs, whether it's retirement security, whether it's affordable education, whether it's affordable health care, all of this is the byproduct of a politics and a government that has allowed itself to be bought and owned by the big corporations and the Wall Street banks. And I'm proud to be the only candidate in this race. I've challenged my opponents in the primary and in the general to join me in being a candidate who refuses to take a penny from the Wall Street banks and the big corporations. You know, the deficit has been created over a lengthy period of time, and there are multiple elements to that deficit. One of the prime examples of what I'm talking about is a $2 trillion boondoggle, which was the 2003 prescription drug bill, in which Uncle Sam, there's no more egregious example of what I'm talking about. Uncle Sam agreed to, wrote a sentence into that bill stating that Uncle Sam may not negotiate on drug prices. When you have the bargaining power of 50 million Medicare lives to forego that bargaining power, to give that up, ultimately was a $2 trillion gift to the drug companies. And it's the Pfizers and the Mercks who are putting money into the campaign pocketbooks of Washington, D.C. politicians. And so it's to me, nothing's going to be easy, but it all becomes possible when you again have representation in Washington that is not funded by the big banks and the big corporations, when you have people in Washington that are funded as I'm funded, by ordinary men and women.